When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, we're back here, and what do you know? Our guys out in San Francisco are stalling, Hugh.
They don't want to talk.
Well, they do. They're just a little late, so we'll get to them in a minute. But if you missed it yesterday, here's what we had yesterday. Listen to this. Yesterday, Joe Shasky, 95.7 The Game out in San Francisco, here's what he had to say about Philadelphia fans.
Sorry, we're having issues.
Well, all right, well, we'll get it all set up.
Oh, I thought you were about to tell me. I was waiting.
Well, I wanted everyone to hear it. So I want to make sure everyone can hear what this dope had to say.
I'm working on it.
Don't worry about it, Kyle. We got you, dog.
There's a lot of stuff going on. Here it is.
You know, I was thinking about it on my walk into work today. As I'm in lovely downtown San Francisco, Union Square. And I was thinking to myself, I've been hella quiet all week. It's Niners Eagles. Let's go. And you know what? Philadelphia, I hate you with a passion. I really do. I really do. And you hate me and I love it. You know, I'm here for it. The team I respect. Oh, Jalen Hurts is a baller. Philadelphia Eagles, that defensive line is real. That offensive line is legit. Y'all got weapons. AJ Brown is a monster. Lane Johnson is a gladiator. I respect the hell out of the team. The fans? Come on. The fans? Y'all some frauds. None of y'all even live in Philadelphia. Y'all live in Delaware talking all that smack.
I'm not sure what my favorite part is. I think it's the Delaware thing, as if that's a thing.
Does he think Delaware County is Delaware?
Listen to him. Can you imagine him getting something like that wrong? I can.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So we'll connect with those guys coming up in a minute here. Hugh, I can't wait to hear. First of all, I want to hear if they're confident about this weekend, and then I want to hear if they are embarrassed by how much their team whines. Because I would be embarrassed if it was the Eagles.
I don't think so. Because here's the thing, from everything that I've heard about them. Or seen from them, they really, really feel like the game would have been different if their quarterback wouldn't have got hurt.
And it would have been. I think we can all agree.
It would have been a different game, yeah. But the outcome would have still been the same.
I agree. We'd win.
It would still have been the same. So, I mean, I don't understand it. And I understand what you're talking about. Well, they did get the ball in 50. Still, the defense didn't stop nobody.
Well, the running game. They did stop Hurts. They didn't throw it well. But the running game was just
they didn't stop nobody. Come on, man. And this version of Jalen Hurts, I feel like this. Your best chance of winning was with the version of Jalen Hurts that we had last year. Because this version of this year's Jalen Hurts is totally different.
And let's not forget that version of Jalen Hurts still had a shoulder injury.
Remember that? He was banged up.
I thought he threw the ball kind of poorly in the NFC Championship game, and they still won. I mean, look, here's the thing. These guys, we're going to bring them on. We'll go back and forth. We'll have fun. Their team is embarrassing. From what I've heard, they're kind of embarrassing. I mean, we're going to have to just kind of settle the score here a little bit. We'll talk through it. I'm sure they're going to try to whine about what happened here last January when they came in.
What happened here last January?
Well, you know, the Eagles beat the 49ers, and those guys were here, and you know, they claim they were, how would I frame it? Like, treated not kindly by the fans here, even though they were warned by Joe DeCamera, right? On this show. I mean, literally, where I'm sitting right now, DeCamera was about a year ago, and told them, like, hey, guys, I wouldn't wear the jerseys.
Yeah.
And they did it anyway.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they're totally innocent. You know, they probably showed up just minding their own business. They weren't puffing their chests out at all about being Niners fans. You know, I'm sure they were meekly walking into the stadium when people were, you know, just harassing them like Philly fans. So cruel we are.
Yeah, something tells me that's not what happened there. So we're going to connect with those guys in a minute. We'll get back to, obviously, everyone's phone calls on the show. Confident or nervous about this game on Sunday? I woke up confident today that the Eagles are going to win. They'll find a way. They'll beat Brock Purdy at home, a Niners team that has not been as good on the road as they've been at home for the past two seasons now. I'm confident. Hugh's got some nerves. Wouldn't call you scared, just some nerves.
Some would call you scared.
Some
call me scared. I'm not scared. I ain't scary. I'm just a little nervous.
You got a little nervous energy?
Well, you can't get off to a slow start, man. That's all I'm
saying.
You cannot get off to a slow start.
And that has been a thing for weeks and weeks and weeks now. I mean, the Eagles continue to get off these slow starts, and it is ridiculous. All right, lot to do on the show after we talk to these guys. We'll get everyone's phone
calls. Sounds like they're coming back from break right now.
Well, good. It's about time. I mean, The fact that they stalled on us.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Are we sure they're actually going to be there when we connect, or are they just going to completely duck us?
We'll see.
All right. I mean that,
got my eye on it, Becker.
That would be the ultimate loser energy if they just didn't show up for the segment or anything like that. No, we'll connect with those guys coming up in just one second.
Show up.
Well, they were late.
Now, they're scared. Now, that's scary. That's some scary
that's
behavior.
Scared.
Like, that's scary.
I think that's worse than scary.
Yeah, that is.
I mean, yeah. I mean, look, the bottom line is this. We've been ready. I mean, we've been ready for a couple minutes now. I think it's a serious character flaw that they were a little late coming back from break. I mean, first of all, get your stuff in order. Maybe the producer could wake up over there, get the show in order out in San Francisco, and then maybe we could talk to these guys. You know, look, we got a show to do. They got a show to do. We wanted to do this. It'd be fun as we wait on those guys to bring us aboard. Again, we are ready when they are ready. You sense a little scaredness?
They're a little scared. They're a little scared. They knew what they were about to get.
Think they're scared of me?
Everybody in Philadelphia, hello. It's your friends again, Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky.
Bonte, Joe, how you guys doing
this
morning?
Y'all made it. About 6 minutes late.
Yeah, we've been waiting.
Hey, you know, hey, man, the calls are booming. Business is booming, man. We blew through the break.
Man, y'all was eating wine and cheese. Y'all was over there eating wine and cheese, man.
Hey, Hugh, what? You heard from Philmo yesterday. Philmo, Mike.
Yeah, I heard from Philmo.
We had to take a smoke break. That's why we would love to smoke with you, because you get it. You get it.
No. I'm not going to let you do this. My partner over here is easily bribed. Like, no. We're not doing any of this.
Okay, fine. I ain't got nothing to say, but it is the yay area.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
That's area. My guy, A.U. Man, you can come over here all day long. I know you don't really.
No, not,
you know,
not this weekend. You're there. Not going to get me.
Don't let him
this
do
is hate
you.
Week. Oh, we already got you, Hugh.
This is hate week. This is hate. This is hate. No, we can smoke after we beat y'all, though. We can do that after the
after
fact.
A victory, yeah, which will be victory. An Eagles victory. So what are you guys doing this week? You guys a little nervous about this game?
Not really.
Why we would be nervous?
Yeah, not
What's
really.
To be nervous about? It's a regular season game,
dude.
It's a regular season
but,
game.
But this is for all
number
like,
one
like
seed.
This, yeah, number one seed. All
well,
that.
You guys will still be in first place. I know math is hard out there in Philadelphia, but to my, if I, one plus hard. One equals two. If you guys lose, you're still a game up on us. So you would still have home.
So you're conceding the one seed on December 1st.
I'm not doing that at all. I'm just saying, as of December 1st, if you lose, you're still in first.
Had the Buffalo Bills lost that game, this would have been a bigger game, I feel like, for everybody. You guys got the cushion.
Hold up, dog. Don't try to downplay how big this game
is. Oh, no, it's a huge game. We want it.
We want it bad.
We want it. It's a bad game.
Because y'all been talking trash for a whole year. How does it feel to have Philadelphia Eagles living rent-free in y'all head for like a whole year?
Well, I can't stand you guys. I want something. But you know what? You know what? It's not that bad because 2 weeks later, you were as depressed as we were. So it's all good. We finished as the same boat.
Wow.
You're the first loser.
You didn't
we're
have
the second
to...
loser. And I show you a good loser. That's a loser.
Are you guys deep down? No, it's not. Deep down. Are you embarrassed by how much whining your team has done since that game? Be honest with us. Because from a distance, it feels ridiculous,
it's bad.
Guys.
It's pretty
I mean,
bad.
From the podcast to the Debo stuff. Also, when Debo was on CBS Sports Radio and had to bring his handler in to get him off because he was...
What was her name? Sharon?
Ashley, maybe?
Ashley?
Whatever her name was. I mean, guys...
Ashley!
Are you embarrassed by how much your guys whine?
There's a variety of bitterness across the board. Jimmy Garoppolo included for not suiting up in that game. I mean, I think there are layers to the anger of a Niner fan and just losing in horrific fashion at the end, year after year after year, after not getting a Super Bowl for 30 years. So there's a lot baked into it. But guys, we just feel like we were all robbed because you guys deserved it in terms of knocking the guy out, of seeing if Brock Purdy can do it. Can he do it on the road against an elite team and do it in adverse situations? We know you can front run, and we think he's a good player, a really good player. But he has to check something off the box. Win in Philly with the whole entire country watching when the team is down a little. We want to see it. And I kind of want to see it in bad weather, too.
So it feels like they feel like they're about to take this.
I think. Well, you know what? We've been talking about that all week, that part on Brock Purdy, that he's done a lot. I mean, we went over the numbers. I mean,
yeah.
Dick Vermeil was on this station this morning and compared the story and kind of how this is happening to Kurt Warner. So there's obviously the kid could play a little bit, but we've been talking about that. I mean, he just hasn't performed when trailing in games. I mean, is it because is it Shanahan? Is it him? And why isn't
butt.
It working?
It's because we're kicking ass.
Yeah.
You start off fast, you get big leads, and then you just run the ball out in the fourth quarter. That's how you should win. Whenever they're healthy, Joe and Hugh, When Debo's healthy, when Trent's healthy, and they got the full complement of weapons, they're scoring over 30 points a game. These games haven't even been close. They've been dissecting teams. So do we want to see them come back? Sure. But like the Niners of the 90s, game's over at halftime. I'm cool with that too. A win's a win.
Yeah, well, I'm definitely with that, though.
But they were out Trent Williams, and they were out Deebo Samuel, and that took away their identity. Because Trent Williams, I mean, Hugh, you know this. I mean, he is the lifeline on that offensive line.
He punched Richard Sherman in the face like 10 years ago. He's a beast. He's an animal. He's definitely an animal.
But, and so when you're missing him, that's a Hall of Fame player. They're not a great offensive line outside of him.
But here's the thing. Like we all talk about, and you guys have talked about how if Brock Purdy was playing – that the game would have been different. But your defense still gave up like 30-some points. What do you say about that?
Well, that was a 7-7 game in the second quarter.
And I thought early in that game, by the way, Shanahan not challenging that Devontae Smith catch was just embarrassing. I'm yelling in the stands, challenge it. We're screaming he doesn't challenge it. But it's a 7-7 game, and there's a 3rd-and-7 in that game. I thought it was very pivotal that's been slept on. Jimmy Ward got called for pass interference on A.J. Brown. It was within the 5-yard box, and I thought it was a very ticky-tack call in a physical game like that. And that kind of flipped the momentum to Philadelphia. They go on a long drive. It's still 14-7. A minute 36 left in the game. Deebo almost breaks the tackle. Their hurry-up offense. And then Josh Johnson fumbles a snap. And right then and there, it was like, oh, that's game.
Curtains.
Two touchdowns there in the last 2 minutes of the first half, and that was the game. So I thought the game was closer. Once it got to the second half, Josh Johnson wasn't doing anything. He wasn't rallying from a 14-point deficit against that defense. So I thought the game was a lot closer in the first half than what the score indicated.
Yeah, it was
but
closer.
It is what it is.
Yeah, but once Purdy went out, the game was effectively over. I mean, you guys were not winning with Josh Johnson playing quarterback. We're crossing over with the guys out in San Francisco, Joe Shasky, Bonte Hill. All right, guys, so the big thing this week is going to be, obviously, some home field advantage in front of the best fans in the NFL. Would you agree with that home field we got, and we got the best fans in the NFL this week?
The best fans in the NFL.
The absolute best fans.
Without question.
It's
hilarious.
I mean, it's without question. You guys got to experience that last year. The best fan base in the NFL.
If you say so, man. We saw you the next day. You saw us the next day.
Y'all were a little shook.
I was ready to get, because, you know, while we were in our seats, I felt like I was at the Ritz-Carlton. I was like, man, these sightlines are great.
Hugh, you were dapping us up in your sweatpants in that closet.
I wasn't in the closet.
You were in that small broadcasting room, and you were giving us love.
They were pajamas. I had on pajamas.
That sounds about right.
I mean, we went through the same thing Joey Bosa went to. You know, I went through it, but they were taking selfies with us. It was all good, Narcisse. I had a great time. The stadium's really good. Lincoln Financial Field.
I did enjoy the stadium.
I mean, it was nice.
I
love getting in and out, but, you know, throwing things. Iskra Bibbles was really good. I love Broad Street, but, you know, some of the
things that was said. Y'all ain't coming back? Y'all ain't coming this weekend?
Wait a minute, Joe.
We about to get what had happened was.
What had happened was my daughter's birthday is on Monday.
Okay.
I can't miss out on my daughter's birthday.
I get that.
You guys are dads. You know what time it is.
Yeah, we get that.
I get
it. That's all good.
I get
it. I tried to pull a 24-hour trip. I was going to take a red-eye Saturday because I also do the Warriors pre- and post-game show on television.
Humble brag.
I got to tell you guys. So I was going to take
a TV star on the station here.
I was going to take their red-eye, get out to Philadelphia, but I was like, I can't risk missing my daughter. You know, I would have been on the couch for a month. Relationship probably would have been over. I can't do that. So hopefully, if it does happen in the NFC title game, I promise you we'll be out there.
All right, good. But listen, this week's got a lot of chirping going on. The teams. I mean, even you guys, Joe. Yesterday, you wake up. I wake up, the first thing I see, you're ripping Philadelphia.
Of course.
You got some sort of theory on most fans are from Delaware. You know, Delaware County's a suburb in Pennsylvania.
Who was you calling little man?
Oh, I'll call John Mark.
We
knew it. I just wanted to hear you say it.
Yeah, come on.
The little guy would have. Look, this guy nothing. Hey, Joe Hugh, Bubble Bath Boy, shiner. Joe the camera.
Come on.
This the beef. We got the beef with you guys.
Wait a minute.
I don't even know who this guy is.
I just wanted to hear you say it.
There's a lot of Twitter fingers over there at that station.
He needed attention.
A lot of Twitter fingers.
Hey, listen. He needs attention.
I live life in the real world.
His wife and 3 daughters aren't giving him attention, so he wants to tag us every day. I'm like, I don't even know who this guy is. It's a little soccer blogger who doesn't know football. Talking, so he made it a whole different deal. Forget him. I'm talking to some real ones right now.
Hey,
Joey,
Kyle,
Hugh Douglas.
Clip that off.
Oh, I think the whole thing's getting clipped off. Whole thing. But you know what? Listen.
Hey, on the real, Joe, before you continue, WIP, I'm expecting the next payroll when it files through, digital and on air, I should be getting some sort of royalties because you guys have been clipping all my material for the last 7 months. How much content have the two of us provided to the entire WIP company?
Hold on a second.
Because y'all they be crying out there.
You had Eskin on yesterday. You had Mark's on. We're on with you guys right now.
It's a push.
Yeah, it's a push. push.
It's a push.
I'll meet you in the
Cry Eagles Cry. You guys are clipping Cry Eagles Cry.
That song was one of the dopiest things. Dopiest things I've ever heard on radio. It was so dopey, the Cry Eagles Cry thing.
It
was one of our highest rated shows ever. I'm not going to lie.
Well, that's good.
Thank you, Philadelphia.
Well, that's good. You take that and run with it. But guys, listen. You know, here's what we got to do. We got to stop the low life scumbag thing about Philadelphia fans. We haven't crushed your fans once. You guys will crush, and maybe one of your dummy callers that calls in us. But you got to stop it. Like Philadelphia fans, the way you've painted everyone for the last year, it's wrong. I mean that's whatever your experience was. That's not everyone here, guys.
I get it.
We had a video, but here's the problem. We know it's not everybody, but we had a video. We have millions of videos actually out on our social media page of walking into the stadium. It's not one person. It's a parade of people in the parking lot firing things from two lots over at a bunch of Niner fans walking into the stadium. Come on.
But we also see low-level behavior on any fan base. We also see it with other fan bases. Kids flipping them off. But you know what?
Morons.
It's not classy. I don't condone stadium fighting. I don't condone throwing beers at everybody. I'm just trying to watch a football game and chill because, you know, there's some people out there, if you talk to them the wrong way, that's where fights happen. Guys get liquored up. Guys maybe are high. And you start talking and calling them names, things happen. But not all Philadelphia fans are class. Well, there's a lot of good Philadelphia Eagle fans. I'll grant you that, Joe.
Yeah, there's tons. And listen, none of us condone fighting or anything, you know, ridiculous like that at a game. But if I recall last year, you were on this show, right, the old midday show, and I believe Joe DeCamera told you guys, don't wear those jerseys in.
We tried to tell y'all.
He tried to tell you guys.
No, he didn't just tell us that. He didn't just, let's add context, because this is where things are getting misconstrued. The little fella has no idea what the story is. The little fella keeps talking about that. You told everybody what you're saying. Joe DeCamera, I know he's cut from the same cloth. By the way, it looks like Hugh Douglas is wearing a Niners beanie, by the way, on the Zoom.
First of all, that's an Eagles right there. That is an Eagle.
Can you see me? You see that?
That's salute to service.
Come on. I said the beanie. What is that beanie?
It's Bucky's.
See, y'all know nothing about Bucky's. This is a Bucky's beanie.
Bucky's.
You never heard of Bucky's?
It's like fried chicken, right? Or something like that?
No, it's like the most awesomest gas station on the planet. It's a southern thing.
To be fair, most people here don't even know about Bucky's.
Yeah, they don't even know.
Bucky's sounds like my kind of place, though. I like Bucky's. But no, Hugh knows where the time it is. Joe DeCamera said, if you wear your jersey, you're going to die. And I'm like, really? Well, not only am I wearing my jersey, I'm telling you where I'm sitting.
That's a challenge.
And when I got to Lincoln Financial Field, and Eagle fans are like, oh, my God, it's really you guys. You guys are really here. And next thing you know, there was a selfie here, a selfie there, pictures here, pictures there, and it was all love. But you can't challenge us like that because we're not from the burbs or anything like that. We're like, wait, what? You're going to tell us we're going to die? No, I'm rocking my jersey. So that's where it started. So make sure you explain that to the little fella.
Hugh.
Yes.
Christian McCaffrey, last game, he was kind of negated. You guys didn't fall for any of the play action.
Mm-mm.
We didn't have a call. We couldn't even throw a forward pass last game. Christian McCaffrey, I believe, is a first ballot Hall of Fame talent. Now, you got to put the resume together. You got to play for 15 years. There's a lot you got to do. But in terms of talent, this guy has 29 touchdowns in 25 games as a 49er. How are you guys going to slow this guy down? Because I'm looking at the middle of the field, and I see Kittle, and I see CMC, and I'm asking myself, what is the personnel that they have? I know they acquired Byard. He's an excellent player. What's the personnel that they have to counter the middle of the field attack with CMC and Christian McCaffrey?
You know, it's funny that we talked about that a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. The linebacker play for the Eagles has been kind of suspect, and tight ends have kind of feasted. And then when you add those two guys together, that is somewhat of a challenge. But I know he's on the other side of the ball. We got Jalen Hurts, man. And I know you guys have been watching the games, and you've seen how Jalen Hurts has been playing. He has snatched victory from the jaws of defeat. So that's what we got. That's the answer that I have for this. This defense has they've had their moments where they've played well, but to your point, tight ends have feasted on this defense. It's going to be a tough task, but like I said, we got Jalen Hurts, and if he's out there and we have the ball last, I like our chances about winning the game.
Joe Giglio, Hugh Douglas,
Joe Giglio,
I'm hearing yesterday that I mispronounced your name. I'm getting it right here. Bonte Hill.
Yeah, I know.
See, it's not that hard. We get it right.
Hey, listen, we're going to talk about John Martin. You can't talk about
Martin. Just told me that. But so I'm sorry, man. My apologies. They told me different.
Sorry.
Yeah, there it is.
See, Bonte's got the green dot helmet on. You know what I mean? Right. He's mispronouncing things.
Right. They're telling me one thing. I'm saying anything. But no, seriously, you talk about Jalen Hurts, and I give it to you guys. Winning at Arrowhead Stadium was damn impressive.
Those might be the two best wins of the season.
Winning that game last week without Lane Johnson, Fletcher Cox leaving the game. And that's the one concern I have. There's a concern. It's the right side of the Niners offensive line because that big Philadelphia Eagles front. I remember we were at the game last year, and we're like, look at Jordan Davis from Georgia. Damn, look at Fletcher Cox. Javon Hargrave was there at the time. Now you guys got Jalen Carter, and I have a conspiracy theory that Howie Roseman smeared Jalen Carter's name so he could slip in a draft so you guys could replace him. And I'm thinking, they just got another 10-year all-pro defensive tackle.
Yeah, he's a
rookie.
Man.
And so that, can Brock Purdy get time to throw the football, and can they run the ball against that Eagles front? Because once you do get to the linebacker core, yes, that is a weakness, and the secondary has been a weakness, but it's about the boys up front in a game like this, Hugh and Joe. I believe it's always one in the trenches, big games like this.
Well, it is. Jordan Davis has been incredible. Guys, Carter, you mentioned, has been incredible. Here's my question for you. Can you guys cover on the back end? Because your receivers are good. Ayuk's really good. And Debo, you know, he can still play a little
he's
bit.
He's okay.
Yeah, he's not as good as used to be. Devontae and AJ. We have the advantage here at wide receiver by a lot.
Why don't you like Debo?
I'm just curious.
No, he used to be good.
Listen, I don't dislike Debo. But when you call somebody trash, man, you got to get slapped across the lips on Sunday. That's a lip slapping. That's a lip slapping offense. What's his name?
Bradbury.
You think about Brandon Ayuk, how he's going to cook.
We were actually thinking about the Cortland Finnegan, Andre Johnson thing.
That's what we're expecting.
He needs the Cortland Finnegan.
David Boston Seawood. That's what I want to see back in the day. No, but let me answer this one to you, Joe. Look, the back end of the secondary has been suspect for the Niners at best, right? They've made some personnel changes. They got D'Amino Lenore in the slot. They bring Aubrey Thomas in on third down. He plays on the outside. Charvarius Ward has been up and down all year. A lot of holds in every single game. But he's coming off maybe his best game of the season. I think easily his best game of the season, where he just locked up DK Metcalf. Now, the Niners just suppressed Geno. He looked amazing last night. He did not look like that a week ago. I am very worried about Jalen running around because quarterbacks who scramble have always given us fits with this wide nine front. And then the secondary being able to cover for 3, 4, 5, 6 seconds downfield with all of the penalties they've accumulated over the last year, with Devontae being as hot as he is right now, and with your boy.
Hold on.
I mean, come on.
Hold on.
He's being real. I am worried. Let me bring it back here. And reasonably so. He's MVP.
Everybody made a big deal about Steve Wilkes being in the booth and coming down to the sideline. Well, he's come down to the sideline. Defense played a lot better, allowing Jacksonville to only score 3 points. That was impressive. And then D'Amino Lenore is playing nickelback. Nickelback was a problem for this team in the first 8 games. Isaiah Oliver was getting cooked left and right. Couldn't handle speed. So now Ambry Thomas is playing one corner, and he's playing a lot better. Had a pick last week. Charvarius Ward had his best game last week against DK Metcalf. DK Metcalf couldn't do anything against Charvarius Ward. You saw the way DK Metcalf cooked the Cowboys
last night.
And so then it comes down to the front four. Ever since Nick Bosa got his best friend Chase Young involved in the play, traded over from Washington, this defensive line has been humming. So if there's one concern, it's setting the edge, because last year in that NFC title game, Miles Sanders, Gainwell, Boston Scott got
killed
on that edge and killed him.
They ran all over you guys.
Ran all over them on the edge. So outside containment, keeping everything contained inside so those linebackers could clean things up. We get the pass rush. I'm not worried about Jalen Hurts running around because he'll get sacked left and right.
Hugh, they sound worried to me. What do you think?
A little bit worried. I was surprised.
I think it's respect. We respect how good the Eagles are. I mean, come on. You guys have had a dominant season. You're coming off of two of the best wins maybe in the NFL, and you did kick our butt last year in the NFC Championship game. You got to have respect. I mean, if this wasn't an equal match, you wouldn't be so hyped.
Best fan base, best team, best crowd. You guys said it. So an NFC title game rematch. It kind of sounded like that.
We don't have the best fans. I'm trying to keep it cool on the fans. We had some of your fans call yesterday. I was like, damn, these fans. We heard you were running from them.
Chuck from Mount Airy is not happy with you.
Chuck was dumber than rocks. That's why.
If that's your legend, you better step your game up.
Listen, hold on. I was gonna ask if your star player on the Giants ever hit a home run for a fan, but you guys don't have a star player on the Giants. I guess you don't have one. But you know, Bryce Harper hit a home run for Chuck in Mount Airy. You know that? That happened like 3 months ago.
Actually, we kind of love that.
Bryce Harper win the World Series.
Bryce Harper talking about how he listens.
Bryce Harper.
you didn't have to do that.
Did the Phillies win the World Series?
You didn't have to do that. You ain't got to do that.
Y'all lost to the Arizona Diamondbacks. They're an afterthought in the NLs. I mean, come on.
At least we have a relevant baseball team. I mean, your team, other than 1 year, it's been nothing for like 6 years now.
It's been kind of dry out there, barren.
That's fine. We got the Niners and Warriors who carry everything around here.
You got the Warriors to carry it.
Where are they? They're not even in San Fran, are they?
They pretty good for a decade.
But they haven't been
a decade. Finals.
Listen, Hugh, you're allowed to the smoke session, Hugh, when you come out to the Bay Area, but you cannot say San Fran. It's the city or it's Frisco.
It's San Fran on the map, though.
No. San Francisco on the map. San Fran is Kofor. Oh, he's not really from here. It's kind of cringy.
Ain't about that life.
Hugh, come on, man. We want you to smoke the best cookies in the world, man. Come on, Hugh.
They're trying to win you over. This is what everyone does.
We got Hugh already. Hugh's on board. Hugh's on board.
All right,
man.
You guys.
After this game, we could talk about smoke.
After a win by the Eagles. All right, guys. Listen, we appreciate you hopping on. Have a good rest of your show.
Hey, no, you guys are good, man. This is a lot of, tell the little fella we said hello. You guys are welcome back anytime. We love you, Joe and Hugh.
Tell Philadelphia we're coming, and we're coming strong.
All right, you guys are dopes. We'll talk soon. The rivalry between them and Marks is obviously the real one right now. And we also heard Eskin was on with them yesterday, and I guess he went fraud on us. I don't think he defended the city of Philadelphia. We'll get into it all. 215.
Way to go, Joe. You defended the city well.
5 nights. Because they can't do that.
Be calling it. Yeah,
you can't do that to everyone. Like, if there was a dope or two that poured a beer on them because they were dumb enough to wear their jerseys, that's on them. But, like, the idea that everyone here is a bad guy because of whatever happened to them in the crowd is silly. 215-592-9494. We'll come back. You hung on. We'll get you up. We'll get to all your phone calls. You're confident or nervous as we discuss the Eagles and the Niners on Sunday on WIP. And Helzberg Diamonds is giving you something to sing about this holiday season. Helzberg Diamonds' big holiday sale. Up to 50% off on dazzling lab-grown diamond hoops and stacking bands, diamond pendants, and tennis bracelets, plus a gift just for you, free MetaQuest 2 virtual reality headset with a purchase of $1,499 or more. Don't miss all the holiday savings now at Helzberg Diamonds or Helzberg.com. Offer valid through December 24th while supplies last. See online or in-store for details.